Undercover by Timeless Lords. Read by Kaylin Wrights as a gift for my Lost and Found, my Voice Team 2024 Purple Puffapods teammate. Enjoy!
Are we on a date right now?
We're on a mission right now. Focus, seaweed brain! Percy had sort of known that already, but if this was genuinely a mission and not a date, Annabeth wasn't exactly dressed for the occasion. She was wearing a white summer dress, short and flowy, patterned with tiny cherries. The light fabric contrasted with her tan skin, making it seem to glow gold in the sunlight. Her long, curly hair tumbled free over her shoulders, out of its usual practical ponytail. Of course, she had an imperial gold knife strapped to her thigh under her skirt, but that didn't negate the impracticality of the outfit otherwise. Not that Percy was complaining. She looked gorgeous. Still, it left him a little confused.
But we are, like, on a date, Percy said.
We're pretending to be on a date, Annabeth corrected. It was a sunny California day, and they were sitting on an outdoor patio of a restaurant. A restaurant that was in the mortal world, not New Rome. And although Percy had been debriefed beforehand, he was having trouble seeing exactly where the date ended and the mission began.
You're my girlfriend, Percy pointed out.
So?
So doesn't that make this fake date a real date?
No, Annabeth said shortly, taking a sip of her sweet tea. Her straw was already stained with the lipstick she was wearing, red to match the cherries on her dress.
I'm confused, Percy admitted.
I explained this before we left.
And I was as confused then as I am now.
Annabeth rolled her eyes, long and hard. Gods, she was hot when she was annoyed at him. Which was a very dangerous thought to have, because if she wasn't, he might be more careful about antagonizing her. We're pretending to be on this nice lunch date so that we can keep an eye on that server over there, Annabeth said, tilting her head surreptitiously towards one of the waiters dealing with a table to their right, a kid with dark hair who looked maybe 16.
Who might be a half-blood. Percy remembered.
He had been paying some attention when she'd explained it earlier. Right.
Wouldn't bringing the two of us here drive out any monsters that are here? Percy asked, frowning. I mean, not to brag or anything, but I've been told I smell tasty.
That's kind of the idea, Annabeth said, taking another sip of tea.
You didn't mention that before we left, Percy said, only a touch accusatory.
And okay, he probably should have seen this coming. If there was a monster stalking the kid, which, given his age, was likely, Percy and Annabeth's presence would be enough to draw it out. Then they could get rid of it and send the kid along to whatever camp he was suited for. It was very up Annabeth's alley, what with its kill-two-birds-with-one-stone approach. You hadn't gotten that far, Annabeth said. If she was bothered by Percy's tone, she didn't show it. In fact, she looked like she was trying not to laugh.
Hadn't gotten that far in what? Percy asked, playing along.
In understanding the plan, Annabeth said.
You made this convoluted on purpose, Percy said, grinning,
and now it was a genuine accusation, an amused one, but an accusation all the same. Annabeth just shrugged innocently. It's not my fault good plans are complex sometimes, she said.
Were you just counting on me thinking this was a date so I would agree to go? Percy asked.
No, Annabeth said, though her eyes flickered away from his for just a second.
You're a bad liar, Percy said, affectionately.
No, I'm not, Annabeth rebuffed, bristling. I specifically told you before we left that this was a fake date.
I would have gone anyway, Percy said.
It was true. He would probably go anywhere Annabeth asked him to, but a simple recon mission to pick up a possible half-blood really was no sweat, even if monsters were involved. It was easier this way, Annabeth said. She was fighting to keep the smile off her face now. He could see the corners of her mouth twitching.
Easier for you, Percy said, grinning openly.
Well, I wasn't about to make it easier for you, Annabeth said, smile finally breaking through.
So you lured me on the promise of a nice date out with my girlfriend, and instead, I'm sitting here as monster bait, Percy said, leaning back in his chair, folding his arms across his chest.
"I lured you out with the promise of a fake date," Annabeth amended, "and I mentioned everything but the monsters beforehand."
"You could have mentioned the monsters."
Annabeth shrugged again, unconcerned. "I knew you'd get there eventually."
"Thanks, I think."
"Anytime, babe."
"I really would have come anyway."
"I know. That's why I don't feel bad. It was just more fun this way," Annabeth said, smiling around the straw of her drink.
"For you," Percy said, though he was smiling too.
"I like watching you figure out my plans," Annabeth said.
Percy raised an eyebrow. "Oh, do you?"
Annabeth flushed a little at that, but unfortunately didn't have a chance to respond. At that exact moment, there was a loud crash a few tables over, a piercing scream ripping through the air. Percy and Annabeth exchanged a look.
"Looks like our date is over," Percy sighed, pulling Riptide out of his pocket.
"Fake date," Annabeth corrected, knife already in hand.
"Rain check for a real one?" he asked, uncapping his sword. She flashed him a grin.
"Always."